Tom, I was recently out in Dearborn, Michigan, and also in Minneapolis, and I noticed there's quite a few minarets sticking up around the towns. And also just last week down in the Boca Raton area in Florida, there's two mosques on one road. I mean, probably half a mile apart. So it was sprouting out all over the place. Now, my question, I guess, is what inroads are they making, not just in building, but in our culture across the country?
Well, that's a concerning issue because we do have a part of the enemy of Islam. You know, as I said, Islam, God's raising up Islam as an instrument of judgment. So those who are the militant, those who are the, you know, following Muhammad's Islam, these are the people who follow, who join ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. I believe the Muslim Brotherhood is the most dangerous terrorist organization in the world today, more dangerous than ISIS, more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. And why they're dangerous is because they know our weak points and they're exploiting it. They realize, you know, you fight, you kept you the West, they're great. You go and fight them, they've got armies, and they beat us every time. The Muslim Brotherhood is trying to destroy us from within. And they've set up their operative groups here in 1969. They came in to Illinois, and they set up the MSA, the Muslim Student Association. It's just about every state college in America has a chapter, Muslim Student Association. They're now going into our high schools, going into our middle schools, and they are across our nation, and they're recruiting and doing their evangelism, their dawah of our children, the less discerning, and kids who are, you know, have a rebellious heart. And, you know, these are the ones who are getting attracted into Islam. So they're making inroads. CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations.
Sure, I was going to mention that.
You know, they are installed in many government positions. They have
the White
20
House.
Professional lobbyists there, mm-hmm. right, two blocks away from the Capitol building. And, you know, they're well-entrenched. You've got ISNA, that's their, you know, their how they get everybody grouped together, their network, NAIT, the North American Islamic Trust, that owns 80% of their mosques. All these are front groups of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's documented. The government knows it. They have been actually prosecuting under the Bush administration. Then when Obama came in, all that got stopped. I was hoping that when Trump got elected, that we would start the prosecution again because the evidence is out there. All these groups are called unindicted co-conspirators, and we need to go after them.
It seems like rather than going after them in the country, what Trump has tried to do is at least stem the tide of those who are coming in.
Well, you know, fortunately, he was elected and stopped the, you know, the trend of them coming in because Obama had thrown out all the rules of the vetting process and was putting our nation at great risk, especially as coming over from Syria. And unfortunately, we had to stay on that until we could fix the vetting process. Well, the wheels are now turning, trust me, because I see him coming in.
You know, Tom, we have a sovereign God, and we often say on this program that God causes, allows, and directs all things to happen. The United States of America was founded on biblical truth. We understand that. We know that. The Constitution is biblically based. So why do you think that God would allow Islam to come into the United States of America today and capture some of these inroads that we're talking about?
Well, let me give you a little history lesson. 100 years ago, after World War I, there were only 300 million Muslims. 100 years ago, 300 million. Today, 1.6, 1.7 billion in 100 years.
Now, that's worldwide.
That's worldwide.
Yes.
Yeah, that's worldwide. So, technically speaking, 1 in 4 people are now Muslim. Do you think God notices that? Absolutely. Why is this happening? I believe God's allowing that to happen because we in the West, we have failed to honor God. We've rebelled against him. We thought we became great because of ourselves. And we can live any way we want. As I preached on Sunday, America, you're not too big to fail. And I believe that we are tempting God with our pride, with our arrogance, with our rebellion. And I believe God is raising up an enemy. And they made a decision back in 1920 when the caliphate came to an end after World War I. And the fundamentalists realized we lost Islam because we allowed the liberals to reign. We've got to take it back, and they set out a plan. We need to procreate. And so the average Muslim family, per wife, I should say, they're allowed 4 wives. Yeah, a good number of them will have at least 2. They have 5 children per woman. And so it's only a matter of math. When we only have maybe 1.4, 1.7 children in the West, and then we're killing our unborn, so we're getting the fruit of our own. The Bible says you reap what you sow.
That's right. So, in essence, do you think this is a part of God's judgment upon America?
Exactly. I believe their growth is a direct response to our sin and God's raising up an enemy that will bring our destruction if we don't correct our ways.